creamy rice pudding. What are your thoughts?
I don't love it, which is weird because I really like tapioca.
Yeah. Ooh, that's I don't, something you need to take to your therapist.
It is. I think it's the taste. The taste of rice pudding is a little less sweet than tapioca. Mm-hmm.
It's a little more bland.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's a little like grits to me.
Ooh.
It's like cold grits.
Ooh, the South is going to come after you. Listen to her.
Welcome to The Snack Show with Jamie Fallon.
We're just a couple gals snacking our way through life and talking about it.
This is your first time in a podcast studio?
I just laid the snack down is what I'm saying. Jamie, why in the HE Double Pretzel Sticks did we start a podcast?
That's a great question that I don't remember the answer to.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So bring us some figgy pudding now, bring us some figgy pudding now, bring us some figgy pudding and bring it right here.
You are several months early, but you're ready for
I'm prepping for the holidays. Hey, who said that figgy pudding just had to be at Christmas?
That's true.
That is a rule I do not abide by.
The real question is, I don't even know what figgy pudding is.
I just know the song.
So how do we know we can only have it at Christmas if we don't even know what it is?
We don't know that, but we do know that today we are talking pudding snacks. Okay, but before we start, what the heck is pudding?
I was going to say, can we get some context here?
Let me just lay the ground rules.
Okay.
So first of all, pudding can be a little controversial because, again, someone says pudding and one person might think, you know, this over here, and it's actually something over here. So what is it? Well, when we think of pudding today, we really think of what's more like a custard. You know, like when I said pudding, what did you think about?
Dessert pudding.
Right. So it's a little more custardy, a little more creamy, or like it's like the classic Jell-O that we know of, you know, mm-hmm. like that's the pudding we think of. In the 16th century, when the pudding word started to be coming around, ancient cooks would make pudding that included meat.
Okay. Savory puddings. That's
savory
what I learned
pudding.
About.
So this is kind of where it started. It wasn't that classic custard that we're thinking of. Alongside savory pudding, they did used to have sweet pudding. So think of like sugar, nuts, you know, more of your sweet, less of your savory. So that was another pudding. Moving into the 18th century, you're not really seeing many meat heavy puddings. You know, it's moving more toward the custards. And then enter the 19th century and you start seeing cake-like puddings. So think of like your bread pudding. Sorry, I'm doing a little sneak peek into the puddings we're going to talk about. But a little more substance to your pudding. So that's kind of the timeline. So when we talk about pudding today, we're going to cover a lot of it. You know, I might share something that's a little more custard side. Jamie might think of something that's a little more cake side. But we're just going to cover all sorts of puddings. All puddings are welcome.
I didn't know there was cake pudding.
Really?
Yeah.
Like bread pudding cake?
Oh, I get. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I've never. I don't know that I've ever had that.
Oh, it's
I
so
also
good.
Learned about all of these savory puddings over in the United Kingdom.
Ooh, can't even wait.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just want to say a little hat tip to foodtimeline.org for a lot of that information.
Oh.
Really appreciated that. Okay, Jamie.
I feel like you haven't got to do a history in a while, so I'm really glad that
we're back.
The pod historian has
she
made a comeback.
Well, you know, over the summer, I took a break like every other historian.
Oh, yeah,
history
yeah, yeah.
Teacher.
So now you're in fall semester.
Now I'm in fall semester.
I got it.
Okay, you start, Jamie. What is the first pudding on your list?
Well, the largest, like the first thing that comes to mind. Jell-O pudding.
Right. Jell-O. Of course.
Yeah.
Jell-O.
Not Jell-O in Jell-O consistency. Jell-O brand
yep.
pudding. And I have a whole list of flavors I like. I don't right. know if we want to go back and forth.
No. I want you to say the whole list, but can I give you a little added history about Jell-O
please
specifically?
Please do.
So I just want you to hear a little bit of the history of the Jell-O.
Okay.
What in the heck? Where did it come from? Well, in 1845, thank you to jellogallery.org for this history. In 1845, Peter Cooper dabbled with and patented a product which was set with gelatin. Suffice it to say, it did not gel the American public. So really, we have to thank our friend Pearl Waite in 1897, a carpenter In Leroy. I don't know where Leroy is.
Wait, Pearl is a boy?
I don't know. It ended with an E and it doesn't say any. Oh, it's a boy.
Okay.
It's a boy. Pearl with an E. He's a guy. He developed a cough remedy and laxative tea in his home. Okay.
Okay.
He experimented with gelatin and came up with a fruit flavored dessert, which his wife May named Jell-O. Guy makes the product, girl names it. Classic. Wait, love story.
Was he making it as a cough medicine?
Mm-hmm. As a cough remedy.
Wow.
He tried to market his product but lacked the capital and the experience. Listen to this plot twist. In 1899, he sold the trademark to a fellow townsman for the sum of how much money, Jamie?
Oh, $2.
A little bit more than that.
$10.
No. $450.
That's a lot at that time.
Yes, but can you imagine the empire now?
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably rolling over in his grave. So that's kind of the history of Jell-O. Obviously, throughout the years, different flavors has come out. You know, the first five flavors, Jamie. Do you want to guess them?
Well, we're talking about Jell-O, not pudding.
Yeah, Jell-O.
Okay.
Did I say pudding?
I know, but we're doing a pudding episode.
Well, Jell-O is a type of pudding.
Yeah, they make... But we're talking about a different product. Jell-O, it's like saying Kleenex. They make tissues, but what if they made something else?
Yeah, so what are you angry about?
I'm not angry. I just think it's funny. Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. So top first five flavors of Jell-O, what are they?
Cherry?
No. Keep going.
Raspberry?
Yes.
Okay.
She got one.
Lemon?
Yes.
Orange?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm out of flavors.
Lemon.
Lemon lime?
Lime. And classic. Classic red fruit.
That's what I would say, cherry or strawberry.
Strawberry.
Oh.
That's it. Strawberry.
Interesting.
Was there other Jell-O flavorings you wanted to share about?
Well, Jell-O pudding is all different flavorings. They're not in cherry, raspberry, and all of that.
Right.
So my favorites are banana, pistachio.
Banana cream.
Yep.
Love it.
Pistachio.
Who've never had it?
Tapioca, which is a real hot ticket of a pudding flavor.
Sure.
Butterscotch. Oreo.
Yep.
Cheesecake. And white chocolate.
I love it. So you're more the creamy side than the fruity side.
Yes.
You're more going pudding Jell-O, not Jell-O.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
Because I listed pudding. I'm very confused that we're talking about Jell-O since Jell-O is not a pudding.
But it's part of the pudding family.
Is it?
Yeah.
Gelatin is?
Yeah.
Okay. I would not have said that. I would have said false. I would have said Jell-O pudding is part of the pudding family. And Jell-O
is
not.
I'm including it.
Okay.
I think if anything, it's a first cousin.
Okay.
So they're invited to, you know, the family reunions, maybe not the Christmases.
Okay. Yeah. In my mind, pudding is milk-based. That's why. That's the difference. Ooh.
Interesting.
So.
Love it.
It's milk-based or it's egg-based if it's custard.
Oh, my gosh, custard. Let's talk about custard. We can't even go into it because I'll start talking about Andes and then I won't stop. Okay, hot take. I typically choose vanilla over chocolate.
For pudding?
For pudding.
I actually like when it's layered. You know that brand Snack Pack?
Oh, yeah. The layered.
Yeah, the layered.
Yeah. I like it. Also, before we go any further, explain to me tapioca. What is happening?
It is little balls of...
It's like bubble tea, right?
It's what consistency? It's a creamier version of bubble tea.
Right.
Tapioca is rice? I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
But I like the texture and it is a real hot button.
Yeah, it's not... It reminds me of rice pudding, which is not, the texture to me, I cannot handle it.
It is a starch extracted from the storage roots of the cassava plant.
That's what I was going to say.
Totally. It is native to Brazil.
Love.
And then you just put little pieces of the tapioca starch in your pudding. Okay. Why? I don't know. But is it delicious?
She loves it. She loves it.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I love it. Jell-O pudding. Okay, let's move on from Jell-O and focus more on pudding.
Okay.
Banana pudding. Specifically, shout out to a Magnolia in New York City. Have you had their banana pudding?
I have not.
Think of just the creamiest, most delicious vanilla banana custard pudding. Add Nilla wafers, which I don't know if they're actually branded Nilla, but that kind of cookie.
Yep.
Chunks of banana. Literally the best banana pudding I've ever had. Magnolias, run to your nearest New York City.
My grandma used to make that.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, I think, it's old Southern thing. And so she would make it with the Nilla wafers and the bananas.
Yes.
And it'd be layered and it'd be like in a giant mixing bowl. It was so much banana pudding.
Can we just take a moment for Nilla wafer?
Yeah, it's a real
up our childhood.
It's also an underrated cookie.
I mean, nurseries worldwide are buying all the...
Really? Your nursery had Nilla wafers?
Yeah, yours didn't. That's all we ate at my nursery was
Animal
Nilla
crackers
wafers.
Was ours.
Ooh, we did have those, but Nilla wafers was like the go-to thing.
Oh, I love a Nilla wafer.
Yeah. So good. Okay, what's next on your list?
Okay, I actually discovered some seasonal, like, or... branded, like, okay, so I'm just gonna say it. Snack pack, I don't even know how to describe this.
Sure.
Snack pack brand, you know, the little plastic things of pudding that you get in your lunch.
Made famous by Billy Madison.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that movie.
I don't remember that.
Oh, he talks about snack pack.
There was a Cinnabon flavor.
Yes.
And I've never had it, and I don't know that if it still exists, but I am interessante.
Oh, I love that. You know what Cinnabon should do? They should sell it at their little kiosks in the
mall.
They
should. They should. Or have a little tiny cinnamon roll that you can sit on top of your little thing.
Ooh, that's cute.
Of pudding.
Boop. Boop. I love it.
Just little carbs with your pudding.
Mm. Oh. And a little lot of sugar. Little carb, lot of sugar. Okay, next on my list. I don't know why I put this on my list because I've already mentioned I don't like it, but creamy rice pudding. What are your thoughts?
I don't love it, which is weird because I really like tapioca.
Yeah. Ooh, that's something you need to take to your therapist.
It is. I think it's the taste. The taste of rice pudding is a little less sweet than tapioca. Mm-hmm.
It's a little more bland.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's a little like grits to me.
Ooh.
It's like cold grits.
Ooh, the South is going to come after you. Listen to her. Okay, what's next on your list?
Okay, we all know these. We all love these. Dirt cups.
Oh, I have them on my list. Dirt pudding cups with worms. With worms.
With worms.
And Oreo dirt on top.
Yes. So if you don't know what a dirt cup is, it is a little bowl of chocolate pudding, crushed Oreos, and a gummy worm.
Mm-hmm. Or two, because worms like dirt. Alongside Nilla wafers, I'm sure all, if you were a child and your children are growing up on these dirt cups, great, great snack. Creative, fun.
But super easy
tasty,
to make.
Tasty. Yeah, cheap. We love it.
We love it.
We love it. I love that you shouted out dirt cups. And also, if you wanted to add a little, I've seen this before, if you add a little whipped cream on your dirt cup.
What is that in the
depending,
on the earth?
Depending on how you do it, you could do like a flower, like the middle of a flower and maybe some like petals. Or you could get super creative.
Great.
Super, super great.
Love that.
Okay, next on my list. I'm not sure this is a pudding, but when we say pudding, we're going to go a little adjacent, as we did with Jell-O. Creme brulee.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I love creme brulee.
What do you like more? The like bottom custardy pudding part or the top crunchy burnt sugar?
I like it best when it's together.
Oh,
you
nice.
Have a little crunch in there, but then it's still the pudding texture.
Sure. I like making creme brulee more than eating it.
I've never made creme brulee.
Oh, yeah, you do, you know, you
I don't have one of those little fire
the
things.
Torches.
I don't have one of those.
I know, you got to get one. You got to get one. It's the most fun. Okay, what's next on your list?
Okay, next for me is a discovery I haven't had yet, but okay. I'm interested.
Okay.
It's warmed Norwegian pudding. It's called Romegrot. That's 100% not how you pronounce it. I'm sure
okay,
I'm butchering it.
Sure.
Romegrot. And it's a Norwegian traditional dish with a hefty drizzle of melted butter and a good sprinkling of cinnamon and sugar.
Wow.
So it kind of seems like a little bit of a pudding creme brulee, but not torched, but a little bit of like an elephant ear when I heard butter and cinnamon sugar. Also, I'm going to Norway.
I was
going
to say, good news for us. She is going to go to Norway. She will try and bring us back her
I'm going
thoughts.
To Norway over Thanksgiving, and so I can't wait to add this to my list of things to try.
You gotta. You really gotta. I love that.
I'm just chasing the northern lights around the world.
She really is. Okay, next on my list, flan.
I had that on
what
my list, too.
What are your thoughts on flan?
I couldn't say I've had a lot of flan in my life. Have you?
I've had it once. And
can you,
I'm not a
fan. Can you tell us listeners, aka me, what flan exactly is?
Similar to the look of it is kind of creme brulee, but take off the top. Then you think of like Jello when you shake it, kind of that consistency.
Okay.
And there's usually kind of like a liquidiness to the top of it.
That's where you lost me.
It's Spanish based.
It is. And it's that liquid. Now that I'm really thinking, I'm really digging into my trauma. Mm-hmm. It's that liquid on top that has persuaded me to other directions.
Right, right. It's baked custard is what it is.
Okay.
But it has a lot of things you love. Sugar, eggs, sweet condensed milk, evaporated milk, vanilla.
It does. It does have a lot of things that I really do love.
But yeah, it's a little liquidy and shaky, that which might make you run for the hills. But shout out to flan. You, ma'am?
I learned about another Jell-O brand that was a seasonal flavor. Does not exist. Where you buy the powder and then you mix it up and you put it in the fridge and you make your own pudding. Essentially how I got myself through college. That was my desserts in college.
Okay.
But candy cane, it's peppermint flavored pudding.
Ugh, no.
And I
that is wrong.
So interested. If anyone has one of those packets in the back of their pantry, just waiting for me, because I have no idea when they existed.
Oh, I don't like it at all.
Hey, you know what we say here on the pod?
Mofo me. Okay, last on my list, and I've never had this, but I was looking at pictures. And it looks right up my alley. Apple bread pudding.
Yeah, you've lost me.
What? Which part? The apple that'll make you sneeze?
The apple and the bread pudding. top to bottom, unsubscribe.
Think of it kind of like bread pudding, but maybe some monkey bread, but also kind of like an apple crumble.
Mofo you. Mofo you.
Ooh, it tastes so good. I can't wait to try it. It looks so, so good. She is staring at the candy cane Jell-O.
I told you,
folks.
I was trying to see if it exists.
Someone find it for her. She is searching.
I said it didn't exist, and then I thought maybe I misspoke, and so I wanted to do a quick.
And what did you find?
Yeah, it's not available. Oh, but there are a bunch of like homemade recipes. So if I really want to become fancy this holiday season, I could make my own candy cane dessert.
Sure.
Okay, last for me, which we've talked about in pies, but like cream pies feel kind of like pudding in the middle. Like coconut cream pie, banana cream pie.
Even key lime pie is kind of pudding custardy.
Yeah, it feels like a pudding in the middle. Uh-huh. So just like pudding
cream
with crust.
Pies. You know how I feel about key lime, though.
Yeah, you're out.
Out like a light.
I've got actual key lime juice in my cupboard right now.
Oh.
So I can mix it with...
What's key lime juice?
It's the juice of key limes.
Yeah, but tell me more.
It's a lime, but it's like, it's a
more
little
sugary?
Sweeter. Yeah, it's not quite so right in the side of your face.
Right in that TMJ.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
And I'll mix it with Cool Whip and then and put it in the freezer, and it's like a Elmo version of ice cream.
Oh, cute. I like it a lot.
But I probably could mix it with like a vanilla pudding and maybe make a pudding out of it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Hundo P.
Just came up with that right now.
Okay,
I also have one more that I learned about.
Okay.
I found an instant pudding brand that is plant-based and vegan.
Tell us more.
Which we know I'm always trying to be less dairy. Yes. It's called PS Snacks.
Okay.
And they have vanilla bean, chocolate, and banana cream as their flavors.
Yum.
And it looks really good. So I think I'm going to buy some and try it. I'll report back.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know. Okay,
so,
great.
Just wanted to be inclusive so that all could try pudding if they'd like.
Appreciate it. What does the PS stand for? Pudding snacks?
Oh, I have no idea. Mm. I don't even know what else they sell. PS snacks.
Or is it postscript?
It might be pudding, because this whole website's all about pudding.
Huh. Check out that About Us page. I know this is riveting content. Y'all are on the edge of your seats.
About us.
Wanting to figure out what PS stands for.
It all started in Nikki Azara's college dorm room.
All thing crazy.
Problem solved.
Oh.
PS has two meanings. Problem solved. And with PS, we're highlighting what our products uniquely are different. Our treats are unconventional, plant-based whole foods. So it's like a PS. They're actually good for you.
Got it. PS, that's great. P.S. it's healthy. P.S. it's plant-based.
P.S. problem solved.
Love it. Okay, folks, if there's any puddings we haven't mentioned,
We didn't really get into the whole savory situation, but as I started reading about meat with pudding, get me out of there.
This is
when I feel grateful for my ancestors getting me over to America, so I'm not over in the UK having to eat that stuff.
Yeah. Okay, before we leave, let's talk about one little thing. It's Snack of the Week.
Snack of the Week. Wow, Fal's got big arms today if you aren't watching.
I'm in the mood.
She's like a real adjacent from an Elaine in Seinfeld's dance.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen that dance?
I've never really seen Seinfeld.
I haven't either, but I know what the dance is. Oh. I'll show it to you.
Okay, show me.
It's Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Love it.
Okay, Fal, what's your snack of the week?
My snack of the week is simple, simple, simple. Chorizo. The most underrated meat of all time.
Simple, simple chorizo.
Chorizo.
Chorizo is not that simple.
But I mean, it's just, you know,
because it's
snack
like
of the week is chorizo.
You can't walk into Kroger and just be like, oh, look at the wall of chorizo.
But you can find chorizo there.
Yeah,
it's
you
just
can.
Hidden.
Yeah.
I just love chorizo. I had it this morning on my breakfast taco. It's my favorite choice of meat in my taco. And really, in other times, I mean, chorizo, I just
it's
love
a
it.
Little spicy. I feel shocked I that you know, like it. It feels outside of Fallon's window
it's
of opportunity.
Spice enough where it feels like I'm being a little edgy and outside my box, but not too spicy where I can't feel my taste buds.
You know? I love chorizo.
I know, me
I'll
too.
I'll always pick it.
I know.
Maybe it's now in your palate now that you've had reindeer sausage.
Oh, maybe. Someone in the comments also yelled at us for eating Rudy.
Oh. It
Rudolph.
Might have been Rudy's Rudy. Cousin. I know.
Yeah. Okay, that's my snack of the week. Chorizo, shout out.
Okay, my snack of the week. Yours was savory. Mine's going to be sweet. Shocking no one.
Uh-huh.
Mine is a Kit Kat Duo mint
Which
and dark
one?
Chocolate.
Are you trying to put me in a bad mood? Just kidding.
Again, mofo me.
I love. Okay, what was it again? Mint?
Mint and dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate. Wow.
Top to bottom was all the way in. It felt like I was having a crispy junior mint.
Interesting. Full size?
It was the little Kit Kat pack that has like the four little breakaways.
Oh, nice.
So I think that's full size.
Where'd you get it?
I think it came to us a long time ago, and it's been on my little snack tray in my office.
Oh, nice. And you decided
to
dive
in. And I saw it,
in.
And I thought, you know what? I need to eat that.
Yeah.
But I think you can just get it at the store.
Oh, I love it. I bet you can. And just a reminder, y'all, we're sad to report. We haven't had listener snack of the week in a long time.
Yeah, call
so
in.
So head over to that link in the bio. In our link tree, you just click on the link. You record yourself for 30 seconds. Send it over to us. And we get to feature you on the show. So do it when you can. I think that's all we got.
I think that's all
I got,
too.
You got anything else to say?
Nope, just happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's the weekend. What are you doing this weekend, Fal?
I'm not eating pudding.
Great. I probably won't either. Not by choice. I just don't know that I'll have it available to me.
To be honest, I haven't had pudding in a long time.
Oh,
probably
man.
The last time I had like classic pudding in the like cups was maybe college, but I don't even know why I would have eaten it then.
Ugh, I'll always eat a pudding.
Yeah, I just don't go for it, but mofo. Yep. I feel like that's been the theme today.
It really is.
Yeah.
Food can meet everybody where they are.
It's true.
Let that be a real deep thought for you over this weekend.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks. We'll see you next week to talk more snacks.
And I'll eat more snacks before then.